USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A self-described white nationalist employed at the Coast Guard's Washington, D.C. headquarters accused of being a domestic terrorist who's been plotting to murder a long list of officials and media members, from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to CNN's Don Lemon. Arrested last Friday at his Maryland home, ATF Special Agent Jim Cavanaugh says it's a good thing that Coast Guard Officer Christopher Hassan was caught before he committed any serious crimes.
It looked like a crescendo of events. If you look at the behavior from the court filings, he kind of grew, stockpiling, more focused on the targets, trying to gather targets.
Prosecutors say Hassan, in their words, intended to murder innocent civilians on a scale rarely seen in this country. He's due in federal court today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
A Coast Guard lieutenant who's a self-proclaimed white nationalist was arrested after federal investigators uncovered a huge cache of weapons at his home. Prosecutors say Christopher Paul Hassan had compiled a list of Democratic lawmakers, activists, journalists, and media commentators. And he also wrote a draft email in which he described an idea for biological attacks, as well as an attack on the food supply. At the time of his arrest, federal agents rounded up more than a dozen firearms and dozens of rounds of ammunition at his home. Russian President Vladimir Putin has made some ominous threats against the United States during Putin's annual speech to Russian lawmakers. He warns that Russia will aim new hypersonic missiles at Washington, D.C., should the U.S. deploy new intermediate-range missiles in Europe. Putin claims Russia's new Zircon missiles fly at 9 times the speed of sound. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
A Texas civil rights group says the Trump administration continues separating migrant families at the border, 8 months after the practice was supposed to formally end. The Texas Civil Rights Project makes the accusation in a report just out today, saying some separations are happening based on what it calls uncorroborated allegations of crimes. The report focusing on cases at the port of entry in McAllen, Texas. Senior bishops from all over the world are gathering in Rome today for the start of a multi-day Catholic Church summit on child sex abuse by clergy. Nearly 200 Catholic leaders are participating in this historic gathering, the first time that a pope has called senior bishops to discuss sexual abuse in the church. The church has been rocked by sex abuse scandals around the world, including former Washington, D.C. Archbishop Theodore McCarrick, who was expelled from the priesthood just last week by the Vatican after being found guilty of sex abuse by the church. And NASA is now providing daily weather reports from Mars. NASA's InSight lander is gathering weather data from the Martian surface, sending it back to Earth. The space agency says Martian weather reports are available to the public. They contain information about air temperature, wind speeds, and the like. On Valentine's Day, for instance, the InSight lander says the high temperature was close to 4 degrees Fahrenheit. And this is USA Radio News.